Latino Democrats in Washington, D.C. are launching a first-of-its-kind Spanish and Spanglish war room for the 2024 election, and they plan to target at least a dozen key races around the country. NPR congressional correspondent Claudia Crisales has an exclusive look at the program called Our Lucha War Room.
As the youngest candidate elected to Congress last year, Florida Democrat Maxwell Frost thinks Spanglish was key.
Yeah, you might be nervous doing a full ad in Spanish and maybe sounding, you know, like a gringo or whatever, and you don't want to sound that way.
That's Frost at his Capitol Complex office on a recent afternoon.
But if you do Spanglish, you know, maybe that's more of an entry kind of thing for you that can push you as a candidate and elected to dive into learning Spanish so you can more effectively speak with all your constituents.
Frost is part of a new groundbreaking project this election cycle for Latino House Democrats who are launching Our Lucha War Room, or Fight for Hispanic Representation. They're looking to expand on efforts like this one from Frost, who released an ad in his last campaign that used Spanglish, meaning he went back and forth between Spanish and English.
Protegiendo el acceso al aborto.
My abuela taught me early on to always look out for my community because everyone deserves dignity and opportunity.
Studies from Pew Research show a majority of Latinos now use Spanglish. With this in mind, the Lucha War Room is part of Democrats' larger mission to defeat Republican candidates, starting with a dozen key races around the country, with ads on YouTube and other social media platforms. Here's Victoria McGrory, director of the BOLPAC, which is a campaign arm of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus.
We want to make sure that all of the content that we are creating, right down to the logo and the name, that every piece of what we are doing is designed with the Latino audience in mind.
California Democratic Congresswoman Linda Sanchez, who is chairwoman for BOLPAC, says the war room will quickly respond to misinformation and disinformation. She points to the recent fake robocalls impersonating President Biden in the New Hampshire primaries as an example of what would trigger a rapid response from the Lucha War Room.
We think this is long overdue. We're making a sizable investment in this, and that's just a down payment on, you know, further investment and making sure that we are making sure that voters have accurate information.
Florida Democrat Debbie Mucarcel Powell is an endorsed BOLPAC candidate running for U.S. Senate against incumbent Republican Senator Rick Scott. Mucarcel Powell, a former House member, has battled disinformation in her home state for years, testifying before members of Congress about its spread on Spanish-language media. She says the new Lucha War Room will be a boost in her race.
This is more critical than ever as we continue to see disinformation being spread and targeted to Latinos. And we know that there are going to be over 35 million Latinos that are eligible to vote in these November elections.
The war room will target Senate races in Florida, as well as the battleground state of Arizona, where BOLPAC endorsed Representative Ruben Gallego. Back at Congressman Frost's office, he remembers his first Spanglish ad with nostalgia.
We received a lot of texts and DMs from like young Latinos who are in college or et cetera, who saw the ad and reached out and said, I love that ad. It wasn't just Spanish in like, you know, the subtitles at the bottom as an afterthought. It was part of the ad and it wasn't just Spanish, it was Spanish and English.
The ads will also target GOP incumbent and swing House districts where Latino votes could make the difference for a new majority. Claudia Rizales, NPR News, the Capitol.